Blacker, Dream Peddler. His little track work this morning was pretty good.
Yeah, I thought it was good, mate. We didn't have to work over much ground because he's already got the miles in his legs, so it's just a matter of cleaning his wind up and have a nice stroll around, and he come through it nice.
Well, he cleaned his wind up that last 400. What did he run his last 400? 23.45.
Yeah, 23.45. That was nice work for him, and he's pulled up well from it.
All right, now, obviously the plan tomorrow, you're going into the race. The Hobart Cup, 500 metres out, thought he was gone. Probably finished off better than any horse in the race.
No, he certainly did. I was pretty concerned coming up about 600 metres from home. I thought we're not going into the race at the right time, and the horse was going backwards. And then the last 200, he really hit the line very good, I thought. So he hit a bit of a flat spot, but with Michael Guffrey going back on, there's not as much dead weight this time, so his flat spot won't be as... Obviously, as it was the other day, you know.
Okay. Whatever happens tomorrow, it'll be out for a spell.
Yeah, no, certainly. Certainly go out now after this time.
All right, now you're going to have Dreamfly, his half brother, in the George Adams, the 1600 metre weight for age. He was a pretty good runner, the Thomas Lyons over 14.
Yeah, we took advantage of riding him a fraction closer this time because it was the first time we actually drew a good barrier. And it probably took away from his good finish, so we'll just be a little bit more conservative over the mile this time, and we won't be last, but we'll just be a bit more conservative, and I'm sure he hit the line very good.
He races very well in Launceston, doesn't he?
Well, he's only had two starts at Hobart prior, and one was on the inside track. It was first up from a bit of a break, and he ran third, and the only other time was at weight for age level, so I mean, most of all his rather racing has been at Launceston, and he does go well there.
Well, mate, all the best on Wednesday with Dream Peddler and Dreamfly.
Thanks, Pete.